Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the 13th parak of Masechet Zevachim. Hadaf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. We'll take a look at the first Mishnah of this parak. And this parak is devoted to two related Isurim, the Isur of Shchutei Chutz and of Ha'ala'a B'chutz, of slaughtering Kodshim outside of the proper precincts, and of offering up a Korban outside of the proper precincts. We're talking about doing these things for God, and things that are already kodshim. So let's see the parameters of this isur. It's highly advisable to read Vayikra Yod Zayin in preparation of studying this perek. Hashochet v'ma'aleh b'chutz. If you do shechita or hala'a outside, chayav shechita v'chayav hala'a. There's two separate liabilities, one for each. If you did the shechita inside the azara and then went outside and offered it up, or shachat b'chutz ve'ala b'chutz patur, then you're patur. Why? Shelo he'ala el da'al davar pasul. As Rabbi Yosef Glili says, you're only chayav if you did the shechita inside and then did the ha'ala b'chutz. But if you did the shechita outside, you're patur because you did the shechita outside, it was already pasul. Amrulo afa shochet b'fim ve'ala b'chutz. So even if you shecht inside and did the halo outside, kevan shotzio psalo. The minute you took it out, it was pasul, which means you offered up an animal that was already pasul once it was outside. So what's the difference whether you do the shechita inside or outside? And in a parallel machloket, a tamesha achal ben kodesh tameh ben kodesh tahor. Somebody who is tameh and he eats kodesh, whether the kodesh is tameh or tahor, chayav. Only if the kodesh itself was tahor. Tamesha achal tamei patur. If the kodesh was already tamei and you're tamei, you're patur. Shlo achal ela davar tamei. After all, this thing was not fit as kodeshim. If we're in a chayav, parallel perspective. Amrulo, and their answer back was parallel. Af tamesha achal tahor. You should have the same reasoning. Kivan shenagabo timahu. The minute that you as a tamei touch the stuff that's tahor, you make a tamei, and nonetheless you're chayav for eating it. So therefore, even if it's tamei, you're chayav. But tahor she'achal tamei patur. But we will agree that if you're tahor and you ate kodshim that are tamei, you're patur. She'eno chayav el al tumat haguf. The only liability, which we discussed in Masechet Shavuot for korban olah v'yored, is for tumat haguf, meaning when you're tamei, not when you're tahor, but the kodshim are tamei. Okay, bishlema ha'ela, I understand the prohibition and the liability for hala'a, which is offering up the korban, tiv onesh uchtiv azara. The Torah tells you what the onesh is, karet, and the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Onesh tichtiv al petach omoed lo hevio v'nichrat. That's left out of our Gemara. The next line is v'nichrat. Azara tichtiv yishom alacha pen tole olotecha. Be careful not to bring your olot. This is in Parshat Re'eh, where the Torah lays out the idea of centralized worship. Be careful not to bring your olot anywhere you want to, rather to the place Hashem chooses. Chiyadim Ravin or Avalazo, we've seen this many times, call a commissioner mar hishamer or pen or al, eno el olotase. So it says hishamer, that means it's olotase, not to do it, don't offer it up elsewhere. So we have both the azhara and the onesh for hala'a. El ashchita, but when it comes to shechting, meaning slaughtering the kodshim outside of the precincts, bishlama onesh tichtiv el patachom edo avio, and you have the same line, v'nichrat. You get karet. Hal azara min al, and where do you have the azara from? Amar kra, v'lo yizbechu od. The Torah says, make sure to shecht your korbanot inside so you do not no longer slaughter them for the demons out in the fields. But that seems to be the azara. Haimi bai lecha rabbalazah, da amar minayin lezovech beimah lemarku lishu chayav. Why do we say v'lo yizbechu od is needed? It's needed to teach you that if you do, and this is really a sugya in Sanhedrin, and sort of an avodah zarah, that if you offer up an animal to Mercury, meaning at a god who's not usually worshipped through animal sacrifice, that you're still chayav. If this is not there to teach you the prohibition of offering up animals where that is the normal way that it is worshipped, from echayavdu agoyim eila tohem v'sakin gamani, that's how we learn that worshipping any god in the way it's normally worshipped, no matter how weird it is, you chayav for. So Taneu in the Shaloka Darka. Therefore, when the Torah says V'lo Yizbechu Oret Zivchehem La'Seirim, it puts a blanket prohibition against Shechita for any gods. So therefore, you can't say that that's the Azhara for Shechutei Chutz, because that's to Hashem. Amaraba Karibe V'lo Yizbechu V'Karibe V'lo Od. So he's going to do distributive on the word V'lo. V'lo Yizbechu Od. Lo Yizbechu is one. V'lo Od also to other gods. Even that we needed for something else. The simple reading of our text is that it refers to kodshim that were sanctified when you weren't allowed to have a bama, such as when Shiloh was up, and they were offered at that time. The Torah says, Mikan va'elech, but the rest of the parsha is talking about Zvachim Shiktisham Shat Heter Bamot. Heter Bamot is after Shiloh went down, before Yerushalayim was built. During that period, Vikrivan Mishat Isur Bamot, but you offered it up after Yerushalayim was built, Shemar Laman Asher Yaviu V'nei Yisrael Zivchem Hashem Zovchim, Zvachim Shitar T'lecha Kfar Apnei Asadet. The things that I used to allow you to bring out in the field, Omar Lecha HaZovech Mishat Isur Bamot, Ve'alav HaKatuv Ki'ilu Yikriv Apnei Asadet. If you offer up on a bama outside of the Azara when it's prohibited, it's like you brought out in the field to the demons. The mitzvah tase is bring it to Hashem. Lo tase minayin, where's the lo tase against doing that? Tamid lomar v'lo yizbechu od. Meaning, v'lo yizbechu od is there to talk about offering it up if it was sanctified at a time when it was mutar, heter bamot. But it was offered up afterwards when there was an Isur Bamot, it's still a prohibition, which means we still don't have a prohibition against Shechita, meaning the Azhara for Shechita, we just have the Onesh. Now, Yachol Yehei Onosh Karet, I might think that you would get Karet even for offering it up when it was sanctified B'Shat Heter Bamot. Tamlora Chukat Olam Tiyazot Lahem L'Dorotam. At the end of that parasha it says, this is a Chukat Olam forever. What's Zot? Zot lahem lo acheret lahem, meaning only in this case, which is when it was sanctified, when it was already asur, and not in the case where sanctified when it was mutar, but offered up when it was asur. So we don't have a solution for our missing azhara. Ella amar Abaye, kal v'chomer, he says the azhara comes from a kal v'chomer, and that's going to put us in very tricky waters. Uma b'makom shelo anashis here, in a place where the Torah did not put a consequence. The Torah nonetheless prohibited he makom sha'anash and odin she is here. So certainly in a place where the Torah, meaning Abai is saying, if in all of those cases of lo taseh, the Torah doesn't spell out a consequence, the consequence is makot. But the Torah nonetheless says, you're not allowed to do it. Eating an avela. Then certainly when the Torah gives a consequence, certainly there's a built-in, understood, tacit lo taseh. The problem with that, of course, Amar Ravina Lavashi Imkain Lo Yamar Lav B'Chelev Etete Kavachom Minavela. So the Torah never has to say, "Don't eat chelev." Let it just say. Let us assume it from the fact that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat nevela, and tell us that chelev has karet. You don't have to say, "Don't eat chelev." Kol dam v'chol chelev, lo tochelev. You don't eat. Ma nevela shelo anashis here. In the case of nevela, the Torah didn't give a consequence, and nonetheless it prohibited lo tochal kol nevela. Chelev sha'ansho sha'anash erodin she'izir. So certainly, where the Torah did give a consequence for eating chelev, which is karet, certainly we should assume, based on your reasoning, Abaye, we should assume a prohibition. But of course, we can't do that. So the easy only way to defend this would be to say why we could not have gotten that kal v'chomer. So ata l'kame de Rava, this idea came to Rava. So Amarle, evidently Ravina brought this to Rava, and he responded and said, "Mi nevela nami loacha. You could not have inferred the isur of chelev from nevela. After all, nevela has built-in tumat nevela. There's no tumat chelev. So mishratzim tmein. So I could have inferred it then from the fact that the Torah prohibits eating shratzim tmeim. So mal shratzim tmein shemitamin v'mashu. They are mitame even with the smallest amount. So mishratzim tahorim, a tahor share. It's like a frog." It's not metame. Mal shratzim torim she isuran v'mashu. But the prohibition there is the smallest amount if it's a beria. So now, may orla v'kile akaram. So learn it from orla. Orla, the Torah doesn't give a consequence, and yet it gives a prohibition. certainly where there's a consequence of chaylev, right? So then malo orlo kelai kerem shkena soin mahana'a. That's not true about chaylev. Which means, by the way, we really don't have a kal v'chomer for chaylev. So mishvit, what about shvit? Well, shvit, you can't tofes as a mea. Shvit has a built-in chumra, which is that if you sell perot shvit, the funds take on the aspect of shvit and are considered dmei shvit. So mitruma, shken lohutar michlala. There's no point at which truma becomes mutar, unlike chaylev, where you're allowed to eat the chaylev, for instance, of a chayat. So mikulu nami. So by the way, you could do this all over the Torah, shken lohutar michlalan. So all other resources, we don't have places where they have a heter. By the way, mikulu nami refers to all the previous ones. Just give that same answer. Count mutar from nevela, there's no point where nevela is mutar. There's no point where shvatzim are mutar, etc. So answer that same thing. Amarava ikashali akashali. Rava says, this is what I'm bothered. You're bothered by that. I'm bothered by this. Hadit non pesach umila mitzvata say. The Torah says that there are 36 kretot. Two of them are mitzvot aseh, which are pesach and mila. The other 34 are lot aseh. So teite bekal v'chomer mimotir. So why does the Torah have to tell me that there's a lot aseh against not eating pesach or against not doing mila? The Torah, of course, doesn't say that because the mitzvot aseh. But why don't we learn that there is a lot aseh implicitly from motir, meaning leaving over kodeshim, notar. Ma motir shelo ana, she's here. Pesach and mila shana shenodin, she's here. After all, pesach and mila, which are very unique because they're the only two mitzvot aseh, which we have a consequence for, which is karet. So we should say there's a built-in lot aseh of don't be an orel and don't be a non-pesach eater. Something like that. So Rav Ashi, Amrita Lishmate, Kamed Rav Kana. I brought this idea to Rav Kana. Of Amarli, Motir Loati, you can't learn it from Notar, from making Notar. There's no way to fix Motir, which is not true about Milan Pesach. Don't Pesach Yishlo Takana. And the Pesach, you have a Takana, which is Pesach Sheni. So Vechimazir Minadim, but that's the question that underrides all of this. Since when can you make up an Azara based on a Kal V'chomer? Otherwise the Torah would not have to prohibit Malachan Shabbat. Say, well, if the Torah said you get skila, must be that's prohibited. And yet the Torah prohibits, and the rule is Ein Onshim Elim Kein Mazirin. Fil Mandamar Onshim Min Adin, Ein Mazirin Min Adin. There is a machloket whether Onshim Min Adin, whether we can generate a consequence based on a Kal V'chomer, but we all agree you can't generate a prohibition based on a Kal V'chomer. Ela Ked Rabbi Yochanan. So we have to go back to square one and say, where is the prohibition for Shechitat Chutz? The Amar Atya Hava'ah Va'at. Because in both Shchutei Chutz and Ha'alah B'chutz, the two pieces in Perek Yud Zayin, it says, Vel Petach Moed Lo Hevio. So that common word, Hevio, ties them together. Ma'alala Noanash Inukan Linkan Ezir. Just like in Ha'alah, the Torah said, you may not do it, and if you do, here's Karet. You may not do it, of course, is in Re'ei. Avkan Noanash Elimkan Ezir. The same thing with Shchita. The Torah gave a prohibition, and the prohibition is implicit by Gzera Shavah. The Rishonim point out that with Gzera Shavah, we don't have the problem of Ein Onshim Ein Mazirin Min Hadin, because Gzera Shavah, it's as if it's actually written there, as opposed to a Kal V'chomer. Rava Amar Ked Rabbi Yonah, he has a parallel piece, which is Rabbi Yonah Atya Sham Sham, right? That you have to eat it there, and not elsewhere. Malal no Hashem Kenizir, Avkam no Hashem Kenizir. So using different words to get the same, accomplish the same thing. Now, Ashkechan Muktarei Prim, Muktar here means Shachut. Muktarei Prim She'elan Lachutz, all this tells me is if you shecht it in the Azara and take it outside, Muktarei Chutz She'elan Bachutz Minayin, how do I know, against Rabbi Yosei Glili, how do I know that if I shecht outside and offer it outside of Chayav, Kara Makra Va'alehem Tomar, Va'alehem Tomar, in the middle of our parsha, Perek Yud Zayin, says, and to them you should say, and the pshat there is that anybody who offers a korban and doesn't bring it, etc., there's a halal b'chutz. What's the drasha? Ala smuchin tomar. Meaning, I'm talking about them. Meaning, the thing that I just mentioned, which is shchutei chutz, halal b'chutz. So it connects them. V'mikti v'alehem, but it doesn't say in the Torah v'alehem with an ayin, referring to them. V'alehem kti with an olive, meaning speak to them. You can't change an olive into an ayin. Al katan reshmuel, v'alehem tomar means la'arev parshiot. The Vav of Valehem Tomar says mix and match, and therefore the prohibition of Ha'alah Bachutz refers also to what was in the first half, which is Shchutei Chutz. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Atya Hava'ava Amar Alam Muktarei Chutz, Afkan Muktarei Chutz. Rabbi Yochanan goes back to what we used him for just a few minutes ago to connect to find the Azhara for Shchutei Chutz. He says from the word Heviyom, just like in Ha'ala'ah, in Shechita, it's referring to Shechut Echutz, that's the prohibition. So in Ha'ala'ah, it's referring to Shechut Echutz, that you are Ma'ale Bachutz. It's all, of course, against Rabbi Yosei Glidi. Matkiv Rav Bibi, Hadit Nan Shloshim V'Sheish Kretot Batorah, but according to you, the Mishnah in Kretot at the beginning should not list 36 Kretot, Platim Shev Havim, there should be 37, which is Ha'ala Bachutz of Shechutei Prim and Ha'ala Bachutz of Shechutei Chutz. That's an extra one. Dika Male V'Hamale? So the answer is Kasha. You're right, you should have counted it that way. And if you're really going to identify it as a separate prohibition of Ha'ala Bachutz of Shechutei Chutz, it really should be an extra one. Now, V'Hadit Nan Azorek Miktzat Tamim Bachutz Chayav. Meaning, you did some of the Zrikat Adam inside, then went outside and did it on a Bama, you're Chayav Menalan. So now we have a third issue. We add Shechita, it's explicit in the text. We add Ha'ala, it's explicit in the text. What about Zrika? Ha'ala means putting the meat up on a Mizbeach. What about Zrikat Adam? So Nafko Emiratanya, Dam Yechashev. Meaning, if a guy does Shechita Bachutz, Dam Yechashev La'ishahu Dam Shafachetz. As if he spilled Dam. Why did it say Dam Yechashev? The Rabot HaZorek, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Dam Yechashev is there to extend it to Zrika also. Bekiva Omer, O Zevach. That Ola O Zevach. Why did it say O Zevach? The Rabot et HaZorek. Because Zevach refers to slaughtering, spilling blood. Now, the question, of course, is, right, is Rabbi Shmuel not like O Zevach? Why does Rabbi Kiva not like Vadam Yechashev? Rabbi Shmuel, hi, O Zevach, my Avidlei, what does he do with that phrase? L'chalek. He says it's l'chalek, meaning to tell me that you're chayev for each one that you do. Rabbi Kiva l'chalek manale, Rabbi Kiva has to accept l'chalek, so where does he get it from? Nafkale mi lo yevienu. Ve'el petach o mu'ed lo yevienu. The prohibition, if he doesn't bring it. It meaning an individual korban. L'chalek, by the way, just a simple reading of it is, l'chalek, that if you brought Ola and Shlamim, you're chayev twice, not one time. Ola o zevach. So, o zevach. Rabbi Kiva says, I agree with l'chalek, and I get that from lo yivienu in the singular. So each one you're chayev for. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ahomi ba'ele, ala shalemu chayav, ve'eno chayav ala chaser. You only chayev, you bring a proper animal out, not one that's missing something. Rabbi Akiva says, Nafkole mi la'asot oto. He gets that halacha from la'asot oto. And the ping pong continues. Rabbi Shmuel says, Chal de miktorei pnim shechasu ve'alu bachutz. One of them, la'asot oto, let's say, is there to teach me that if you do shechita inside, and something's missing, and you bring it outside, you're not chayav. And the other one is there to tell me that if I shechted it outside and then halal bachutz, but it was missing something, I'm patur. V'hatani Rabbi Shmuel Omer, and this supports it. Yachol muktarei pnim shechasu v'alu bachutz chayav, tamadom lasot oto. Hasoim chayav, v'lo chayav ala chaser. So you see Rabbi Shmuel explicitly using lasot oto to cut out muktarei chutz that were chaser, muktarei pnim, that lost something, when you took them outside, there's a piece missing, and you offer them up. So therefore, lasot oto and lo yivienu are both teaching about shalem, and lo yivienu is specifically referring to shchute pnim shehelan bachutz. Now, Rabbi Akiva, how did Rabbi Akiva answer this? Amar lecha, umi ba'ele al ha-shochetu chayav v'lo al ha-molek. Why does it say, dam yechashev? He says, to tell you that you're only chayav for shochet and not for molika. Rabbi Shmuel says, nafkolei mi zeh ha-davar, detanya, asher yishchat, ein li al ha-shochet pe'ma ha-shachat of menala. And how do I know that if I do shchita on an of? Bachutz am chayev, tamad lomar, o asher yishchat. Yechol af amolek v'dinu, ma shchita de'en derach achshara b'fnim, chayav, likash derach achshara b'fnim, eno din shu chayav, tamad lomar, ze ha-davar. Right? Rabbi Kiva, what's his answer? Amar lecha, umi ba'yele, l'gzera shava, v'ze ha-davar, is there for the gzera shava to connect our parasha. Tell us that just as Shechut Echutz is something that applies to everyone, Zeh HaDavar, to be in a Parshat Matot, does not apply only to Rashi Matot, but applies to everyone, and that's what allows three Hedyota to do Hatarat Nedarim. So he kind of played the ping-pong out between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel with the two different sukim that they use, the phrases, Dam Yechashev or Ozevach, which one teaches us Zrika. We will continue with our exploration of Shchutei Chutz, Halah Bachutz, and Zrika Bachutz. In the next podcast, in the meantime, we'll pause at this point at the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph and wish everyone a wonderful day.